Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, how are you doing today? I want to believe that regardless of the battles that you may be facing, you are striving to keep it all together. So today I wanted to take the time and talk to you concerning the woman you've been desiring to be. I was just sitting in quiet reflection and thinking about some of the things we get frustrated over in life, particularly the burden of holding the picture of a life you desire in your mind and yet not being able to reach it. So there is this place you come to in life where it feels like everything is against you. You seem to be trying everything, but it does not seem to work out. You feel stuck. Your outcomes are not meeting your expectations. You almost give up in your mind. You subconsciously accept that there is nothing you can do to change things, and you start living from that place of powerlessness. In your subconscious mind, you are waiting for someone who will come and make things right and set your life on the course you desire. You've waited for a while. Seems like no one's coming. Well, no one is coming. In this episode of the podcast, I just want to remind you that your God is so good that He has left you with no reason to fail. However, the reason why most of us struggle is that we're either looking at ourselves, our capacities, our sufficiencies, or we're looking at others, comparing our lives to theirs and thinking that they have it way better than we do. But here is a scripture that breaks down that mindset. All we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by His divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him who has called us by name and invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness. And this is from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 in the Passion Translation. I was reading this scripture and so many different parts came alive to me. Number 1, all we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us. This is why you cannot be helpless or hopeless. There is nothing you need for life. There is nothing you need to live life to the full that has not already been provided. Living from this point of view gives you a lot of confidence to face life. You're not going at life hoping that perhaps you might get ahead. You have been given everything you need to do so, and so your immediate task is to know God enough to trust Him and then begin to look out for those things that have been given in order to use them effectively to create the life that you desire. Number 2, deposited in us by His divine power. You see, He mentioned that these endowments have been deposited in us by His divine power. Sometimes it seems like when we read the word, it's as though He is talking to a different crop of people and not us. He said those endowments were deposited by His divine power. If so, then we cannot, one, doubt that this deposit has been done, and we cannot underestimate the magnitude of this deposit, considering it took His divine power to make this deposit. 3, deposited in us. He did not say deposited in the house. deposited in the car, deposited in the money, but he said, deposited in us. What it takes to make the difference sits inside of you. If so, then how could you possibly say to yourself that unless someone helps me, I cannot? Consider that what is necessary for your life and for your godliness has been given to you, and yet you want another to come and save you. How can they when the keys are in your hand? Sometimes we pray and cry to God for many things when 50 to 70% of the things have already been done. God is at this point literally waiting for you to move. The deposit he's made is so varied, and for one person it could be a gift, a talent, a skill, could be friends, family, relationships, could be the prompting to smile on a day you don't feel like smiling just because it is linked to an opportunity you're looking forward to. Sometimes we take for granted the gifts of God. And usually this happens because majority of the time, they don't come as we expect. So we say that God has failed. One of the biggest things that hinder us from receiving and using the blessings of God is an addiction to the familiar. Most of us do not realize that becoming so used to the person that we are, becoming used to our situations, becoming used to the circumstances that we find ourselves in, becoming used to the troubles and the problems and the drama that we face on a daily basis hinders us from beginning to see what life could be if we were different, what life could be if we didn't have to deal with this familiar situation all the time. Sometimes the key to accessing that blessing is your growth. And you might be surprised, but perhaps that difficult situation you're going through right now was sent specifically for a certain level of growth in your life, to facilitate a certain level of growth in your life, to be able to move you into that next phase of the blessing. So it's about time we started to see that everything has been provided, and a lot depends on you right now to get up and to do what is necessary to be able to achieve that which God has set before you, to be able to live the life that God has called you to. You don't have to struggle too hard. You just need to know that everything has been given, and it is your duty to take that which has been given and use it to create the life of your dreams. You can do it because he deposited this power in you according to his divine power. You are able to use these deposits that have been made to the full and to live a life that brings glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for everyone. I thank you for everything that we're going through. We thank you that you have not left us as orphans, and that you have given us everything that is necessary for life and godliness. We pray, O God, that you grant us the wisdom to be able to use that which you have given us efficiently and effectively in order to create the lives that we dream of. Father, let not our minds limit us. Let not our perspectives limit us, but let us set ourselves free by agreeing with your word in the fulfillment of the scriptures. We thank you, O God, that you have blessed us and you have set us up on high. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.